A reading from the book of Genesis. Israel loved Joseph best of all his sons, for he was the child of his old age, and he had made him a long tunic. When his brothers saw that their father loved him best of all his sons, they hated him so much that they would not even greet him. One day, when his brothers had gone to pasture their father's flocks at Shechem, Israel said to Joseph, "Your brothers, you know, are tending our flocks at Shechem. Get ready, I will send you to them." So Joseph went after his brothers and caught up with them in Dothan. They noticed him from a distance, and before he came up to them, they plotted to kill him. They said to one another, "Here comes that master dreamer. Come on, let us kill him and throw him into one of the cisterns here. We could say that a wild beast devoured him. We shall then see what comes of his dreams." When Reuben heard this, he tried to save him from their hands, saying, "We must not take his life. Instead of shedding blood," he continued, "just throw him into that cistern there in the desert, but do not kill him outright." His purpose was to rescue him from their hands and return him to his father. So when Joseph came up to them, they stripped him of the long tunic he had on. Then they took him and threw him into the cistern, which was empty and dry. They then sat down to their meal. Looking up, they saw a caravan of Ishmaelites coming from Gilead, their camels laden with gum, balm, and resin, to be taken down to Egypt. Judah said to his brothers, "What is to be gained by killing our brother and concealing his blood? Rather, let us sell him to these Ishmaelites instead of doing away with him ourselves. After all, he is our brother, our own flesh." His brothers agreed. They sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver. Verbum Domini. Remember the marvels the Lord has done. When the Lord called down a famine upon the land and ruined the crop that sustained them, he sent a man before them, Joseph, sold as a slave. They had weighed him down with fetters, and he was bound with chains, till his prediction came to pass, and the word of the Lord proved him true. The king sent and released him. The ruler of the peoples set him free. He made him lord of his house and ruler of all his possessions.
Thank you. Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Matteo. Jesus said to the chief priests and the elders of the people, "Hear another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard, put a hedge around it, dug a wine press in it, and built a tower. Then he leased it to tenants and went on a journey. When vintage time drew near, he sent his servants to the tenants to obtain his produce. But the tenants seized the servants, and one they beat, another they killed, and a third they stoned. Again, he sent other servants, more numerous than the first ones, but they treated them in the same way. Finally, he sent his son to them, thinking, 'They will respect my son.' But when the tenants saw the son, they said to one another, 'This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and acquire his inheritance.' They seized him, threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him. What will the owner of the vineyard do to those tenants when he comes?" They answered him, "He will put those wretched men to a wretched death and lease his vineyard to other tenants, who will give him the produce at the proper times." Jesus said to them, "Did you never read in the scriptures, 'The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done, and it is wonderful in our eyes.' Therefore, I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people that will produce its fruit." When the chief priests and the Pharisees heard this parable, they knew that he was speaking about them. And although they were attempting to arrest him, they feared the crowds, for they regarded him as a prophet. Verbum Domini.
In the past 200 years, the prevalent model for scripture interpretation has been a historical critical or a salvation history mode, and these seek to discover first and above all the meaning of the author at the time he wrote it and how it would be understood by its hearers. So salvation is seen as a progression of historical moments and not so much as a single event. In contrast, the overwhelming intuition of the inspired authors of the New Testament, reading the scripture with unveiled faces in the light of the cross, begin with the paschal mystery of the Christ. No less than 50 times it is said by our Lord and then by others that this event happened in accordance with the scriptures. And so Peter says in his first letter, "No prophecy in scripture is a matter of one's own interpretation, because no prophecy ever came by the impulse of man, but by men moved by the Holy Spirit who spoke from God." When Christians read the Old Testament, or in the language of the New Testament, simply the scriptures, we begin with Christ, since only in him are they illuminated and their hidden meaning is made clear. Joseph, the beloved son, beautifully enriched with gifts, is envied by his brothers who seek to put him to death. Instead of selling him for 20 pieces of silver into slavery at the hands of pagan Ishmaelites, Jesus is crucified. Our Lord is handed over to the new Ishmaelites, the Romans, who will take him away, such that he will be no more. So Peter says in Acts, "Brothers, was it not necessary that this scripture be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke by the mouth of David concerning Judas, who is guide to those who took Jesus?" So Jesus, our Lord, the beloved Son of the Father, with whom he is well pleased, filled with every grace and blessing, is envied, reviled, rejected, and scorned by many who seek his death. He is sold by his friend for 30 pieces of silver and handed over to the Romans. Jesus takes the form of a slave but leads us to freedom. He will rise again on the third day and we will see him. He will have prepared grain for us to eat, the Holy Eucharist. In this time we go not to Egypt but to the promised land which he has prepared for us, that is heaven. From the dawn of humanity, we have asked those deeper questions about life and death, about joy and pain. But also from the advent of man, there has been sin. Man has envied the good the Lord has done in another, whether coveting material goods, physical beauty, ability, or even spiritual goods. So experience tells us that no envy, no comparing of ourselves to another will bring life, will bring joy. It inevitably leads to sadness, even to sin. So to say that the brothers of Joseph and the tenants of the vineyard made a bad judgment is an understatement, for too many in this world are willing to shed innocent blood to get what they want. Even if they do not kill, they destroy. So when we reject Jesus, who is the Word, but his Word, he who is the beloved Son of the Father, we reject the answer to our questions, the source of our forgiveness and healing. We are not freed, but rather bound by chains of slavery. God wants us to heal and to be free and to forgive. And to do this, we have to heal, to be free, and to forgive others in his name and in his strength. Like Jesus, we have to humble ourselves, becoming obedient, even obedient unto death, the death of our sinful self-reliance. Our Lord Jesus Christ continues to invite us to conversion of life. And God's grace illumines the darkness of our hearts so that we can move freely towards the kingdom of God. The eternal beloved Son has opened up a new way for us, the way of salvation, winning by love and obedience the forgiveness of our sins and a new heart in God. We do not have to fight to make our way in the world. Our life is hidden with Christ in God. Our hearts are changed in grace. we have only to say yes, to accept and live out that grace which is beyond understanding and transcends the erudite but sterile interpretation of the scriptures that see it merely as a letter from the past. No, the scripture is a living word. It is a sword. It is the word who is Jesus, speaking into the present moment, into our hearts, freedom and liberation and life.